again, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Today, we'll visit with two local high school baseball coaches who have had their teams advance to the GHSA Class 5A playoffs second round. Coach Kyle Tucker of the number one ranked Cartersville Purple Hurricanes and Coach Todd Eubanks of the Woodland Wildcats. Both teams were at home in the opening round of the playoffs. Cartersville swept the opening doubleheader of their first round series with the Chattahoochee Cougars, and Woodland swept its two games with the Cambridge Bears. Now they move on to the Sweet 16 round. Cartersville will host Jefferson, and Woodland will be on the road to play at Loganville. So it will be the top two teams from Region 7-5A against the top two teams from Region 8-5A in the second round. Let's take a brief timeout, and when we return, we'll hear from Coach Kyle Tucker of the Cartersville Hurricanes. To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii 5-0. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. We'll get to our visit with Coach Kyle Tucker in just a moment, but here's a reminder to subscribe for free to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. You can find us on almost all podcast providers like Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and even on your Amazon Alexa or other home sound device. Just search for the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Now let's get to our interview, which was conducted on Friday morning prior to Monday's scheduled playoff series. We welcome in our next guest, Coach Kyle Tucker, the head baseball coach of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. Congratulations on your opening round series win, and welcome back to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it very much, and glad to be talking to you, because like you said, that means that we've had a little success so far in the state tournament, and hopefully we can keep it going.
The Canes were able to sweep a doubleheader in the first round series with Chattahoochee. Let's give you an opportunity to kind of recap that night for us. What were some of the things that stood out for you in game one?
Well, I mean, certainly proud of the way that the team battled back. We gave up six runs in the top of the first inning, so that's obviously not any way you want to start a playoff series, especially not the first round, to give up six. Credit to Chattahoochee. They came out and hit the ball hard a couple times in the first inning. We also walked a guy, made three errors, hit a guy. That's kind of a recipe for disaster. And it was 6-0. And frankly, it could have been worse, Charles, and thankfully it wasn't. And then, you know, really, we didn't say anything to the team. I just kind of wanted to – I knew the – young men knew that kind of what we were facing, and kind of want to see how they battled early in the game, and then I was hoping maybe we could get two or three in that first inning, kind of get back to the game, and we scored six ourselves. So 6-6 after one inning in a state playoff game. I mean, who would have ever guessed that? That's why you play the game. There's no telling what's going to happen. So proud of the way we battled back, ended up winning that game 11-7, and then played well enough in the second game, got some hits with people on base. And Nate Russell pitched real well in the second game. And also want to make sure, I mentioned Sawyer Wilson pitched in game one. Had a rough first inning. We did not do very much, to help him defensively at all. He settled in, the defense settled in, and Sawyer pitched into the sixth inning and got the win in that first game. So happy for him, too.
Well, we're fortunate locally to have two teams still alive in the Class 5A state playoff Sweet 16 round. Your Hurricanes, and of course, the Woodland Wildcats. You played a three-game region series with Woodland during the regular season. You were able to sweep that series. I'm going to switch gears on you for just a moment and ask you to give a brief scouting report on Woodland.
Yeah, I can do that. Don't let Coach Eubanks hear he's going to get mad at me. No, he knows I'm messing with him. Happy for them and proud of them for – Listen, the team that they beat in the first round, Cambridge, that's a really good team with some really, really good pitching. So for Woodland to win that series, man, that's very, very good for them. And they obviously played very well. Woodland, we thought, in the region, was one of the better offensive teams. Aiden Ray, unless we meet up in the state championship, which that would be something, wouldn't it? Said, man, we don't have to face you anymore. We were tired of pitching to him. We felt like we couldn't get him out ever in his career at Woodland. But they Coach Eubanks does a great job, and they play the game well, and they know how to play defense. They're really smart with the way they run the bases, and they put pressure on you. And Coach will have them ready to go. We both have, it's interesting. Our region is matching up against Region 8. So the top two in our region are playing the top two in Loganville and Jefferson. And it literally came down. Jefferson was up 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh of the second game. Whereas Jefferson wins, they win the region. And Woodland would be going to Jefferson, and we'd be playing Loganville. But Loganville scored 3 in the bottom of the seventh, and so it flipped. So we both have, tough opponents. But, Woodland's battle-tested and ready, and they'll be ready to go.
Turning our attention back to the Hurricanes now, you've compiled a 25-5 record this season. That includes 18 wins in your last 20, and that stretch also included a second straight unbeaten run through the region. Was there a keystone game or a moment for this team this season?
Well, I don't know if there's one you point to, Charles, but I mean, listen, I tell the team, and we've done a good job of competing. We've done a good job. We've won some games late. I know Calhoun, we trailed a game in the fifth inning. I know against Woodland, we trailed in the fifth inning. Cass, we trailed in the seventh inning, trailed another game in the fifth inning. So, I mean, we had some games where we had to turn it on late to win. And then Dalton, Dalton played a really good first-round series, and they were fought GAC tooth and nail. We played a 3-0 game with them. So, I mean, I don't know if there's one particular moment, but I do – we were pushed. We were tested. We did have – it felt like maybe one game each series where he played well and swung the bats and kind of got some big leads. But it wasn't just a – there was no kind of cakewalk. All four of our opponents pushed us in each of those series, and that's good for us. And that hopefully will serve us well. I thought it served us well in the first round because we had that experience of being down. And, I think a lot of people think the mystique of Cartersville and say Cartersville and just, think, well, they got talent and it's just roll out there and win games 10-0. That's just not it. Everybody's got good players. Everybody's got talent. You just look at the state. Look at the scores around the state. Like I was looking at 6 and 7A yesterday. I mean, there's close games throughout in the first round everywhere. So we're in a heavily rich talent-based state, if that makes sense. Georgia has a lot of good high school baseball players, and it's just getting better as our population grows.
Coach Kyle Tucker of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, we're visiting with him today. For the most part, your lineup has settled in for the playoff run, but Give us a little insight, if you will, as to how you and your staff set up the pitching for each series. Do you try to determine starters for the games ahead of time going in, or is it a feel for the situation in each series?
Yeah, it's a little of both, Charles. That's a great question. And Asa Williams, our pitching coach, does a tremendous job. Our young men are on a pitching plan as far as what they do leading up to each start or appearance. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm not sure, when this may air, but as I'm talking to you, this is Friday and we play on Monday. So it's 3 days before the next series. So today is a big bullpen day. All the pitchers will throw their bullpens. Some will throw live bullpens. But we've kind of, we've set it as Sawyer Wilson has started game one and Nate Russell has started game two. And then it's just kind of, we kind of go to, whoever, depending on the game situation, kind of who we go to next. Logan Shrewsbury can start games. He came in and pitched the other night. Andrew Purdy's been our closer. He could start a game if he had to. And then, it's no secret we haven't had Ryan Johnson, but hopefully, without speaking too much on that, we can get Ryan back very soon, and that he's going to be able to pitch, in this state tournament run. We hope that that can happen soon, and at what capacity and everything, that's, kind of to be determined. But he's progressing well, and, I think is just about back to full health, so hopefully he can pitch soon.
That sounds good. Let's look ahead now to the next best of three series. You get a somewhat familiar foe in the Sweet 16, the Jefferson Dragons. It wasn't too long ago that the Canes and the Dragons went head-to-head for a state title.
Yeah, it certainly remember that back in 2018, and they beat us in three games. And then, we played them last year in the first round. So this is the third time we're going to play them, I guess, here in the last seven seasons. Certainly familiar with Jefferson. They played in two tournaments at Lake Point. They played in the Dugout Club in February. They played over here at the Battle of Bartow in April. So I talked to, their coach, Coach Hardy. I said, man, y'all going to play more games in Bartow County than you are over on your side of the city. So I was like, man, y'all just need to, they're going to have to start paying taxes soon. They keep coming over here. But anyway, very good pitching. Two really, really good starters. Then they have two really good guys out of the bullpen that can start, that can give them innings. They don't give up a lot of runs. One starter's committed to Clemson. I think one starter's committed to a pretty high-level JUCO. So they know how to pitch. I mentioned to you earlier, they really feel, I'm sure, like they should have won the region. They went into the Logan. They play two-game series over there. They don't play three-game series. They went into the Loganville series, last region series of the year, needing to sweep Loganville to win the region. Loganville only needed to win one game. Jefferson beat them pretty handily. I say pretty handily. 4-1 game one. With that pitching, 4-1, that's a big lead. Jefferson beat Loganville. We all know how good Loganville is. And then, as I mentioned, in game two, had a 3-1 lead going to the bottom of the seventh, and then just Loganville did what they did, made a great comeback and won. So a team that very easily could be their region champ, could easily be a one seed, coming over here to Richard Bell Field. And, it's going to be a battle. We're going to have to play a lot better defense than we did, and situational hitting will probably determine this series, because there's probably not going to be a ton of runs scored as I'm looking at it.
Well, Monday is a doubleheader starting at 4:30. The third game, if needed, will be Tuesday at 5:30, all at the Cartersville Baseball Complex, Richard Bell Field. Coach Kyle Tucker, any final message you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
I'm glad you gave me that opportunity. Anybody listening that's a Purple Hurricane fan and maybe hadn't come out and seen us, hey, we're going to have great weather Monday. It'd be awesome for you to come out. Give us that extra home field advantage. Our players mention it. They love, looking up there in the playoffs, and our home stands are packed. The parking lot in left center field is packed. Out in center field, it's packed. And, we've had opponents in the past mention and compliment just how, big a home field advantage we have. And we saw the, reverse of that a year ago going to Greenbrier. Greenbrier had an outstanding fan base, outstanding turnout, outstanding support. And I really think their team fed off that. And, you know, certainly their team and their players were the reason they beat us. But I think that the fans helped and made it a tough environment for our young men to play in. So I would encourage, hey, all Hurricane fans, come on out, you know, cheer for us. Make it a tough environment to play. Be respectful, as always. But, man, let's have some fun and watch this team. And, you know, hopefully we can win. And if we can win, you know, depending on coin tosses and all that, maybe we can play again. Obviously, we got to win the series to have more games. You know, otherwise that doesn't matter. But hopefully we can keep doing it.
Well, Coach, good luck. And thanks for sharing some of your time with us today.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Cartersville head coach Kyle Tucker. Let's take another quick break, and when we return, we'll visit with the other local head baseball coach still alive in the GHSA Class 5A State Tournament, Coach Todd Eubanks of the Woodland Wildcats. Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor lawn supplies and power equipment, but did you know they repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawn mowers, Elite has experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers and everything you need to keep your property in great shape this season. 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack. Online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii 5-0. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Don't forget to follow Bartow Sports Zone online for all your local and community sports updates. You can find us on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and the latest stories are always available at bartowsportszone.com. Let's get you to our next visit from this past Friday morning. Our next guest is Coach Todd Eubanks, head coach of the Woodland Wildcats baseball program. Coach, congratulations on your opening round series win, and welcome back to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Wildcats were able to sweep a doubleheader in the first round series with Cambridge. Let's give you an opportunity to kind of recap the night. What were some of the things that stood out for you in game one?
In game one, it was truly a pitcher's duel. That pitcher was firing on all cylinders. He was tough to hit. We struggled a little bit. I think we struck out 8-9 times in the ball game, and just couldn't seem to find our groove going. But our pitcher also, Zach Lambert was throwing well. He ended up with 10 strikeouts in the ball game, and then Aiden Ray came in the seventh inning and struck out 2 out of 3. So our pitchers had 12 strikeouts. But we were fortunate enough that we had a double, and we moved him over with the sacrifice bunt, then scored on a pass ball to go up 1-0. And then later in the ball game, we had another double, and then we laid down a bunt, which is our traditional calling card. We play small ball, and we moved him up and got sacrificed fly, and we up 2-0, and then they scored once. Later in the game, we had the lead. So know, it was a good high school baseball game, but it was a true competitive playoff type atmosphere with a good pitch duel.
Now let's give you a chance to kind of give us the highlights in game two.
I'll tell you what, game two was something else. We we scored early. It was up 1-0 until late. They then in the fifth inning, they went up 5-1 on us and had the game in control. We were not doing anything offensively. We couldn't touch their pitcher. The pitcher was doing a great job. He's a young man, I think, is going to John Harris. And he was controlling the game. I think he had 7 wins on the year. He's like 7-1 and was dominating us. And then all of a sudden in the top of the 7th inning, they took him out. They took him out of the game. And when they changed pitchers, our kids found new life. And we were fortunate enough that we got we were first and third. We got 1 out and scored a run to make it 5-2. And then we coached 2 more walks, had the bases loaded, and had a base hit to make it 5-3. And had another walk. And then next thing you know, we let Lucas Baker, who was pitching at the time, we were DHing for him, and we let him hit. And left-handed hitter, he hit a ball on the left field line. It kept slicing away from the left fielder, and left field dove for it. He missed it, and he ended up with a triple, and we scored 3 runs, went up 6-5, and brought in Aiden Ray to close it out, and won the ball game. So it was lightning in a bottle within a matter of about 15 minutes. We went from getting ready for game 3 to closing out game 2 and getting sweep.
Yes, an exciting night for sure. Well, we're fortunate locally to have 2 teams still alive in the Class 5A State Playoff Sweet 16 round. Your Wildcats and, of course, the number 1 ranked Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. You played a 3-game region series with Cartersville during the regular season. By the way, we did this same thing with Coach Tucker earlier. For our audience, let's ask you to give us a brief scouting report on the other local team in the state playoffs, the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes.
I tell you, offensively, those guys can hit 1-9. They've got power in the lineup, 1-9. At any point, that ball can leave the yard for any of their hitters. So offensively, they're going to score runs on you. They've got solid defense. They don't make errors on the field. Pitching-wise, hopefully the Johnson kid can come back and can throw for him again in this series here. I know they've been resting a little bit, but if he's out there and he's their 1, he's going to be hard to be beat in game 1. And then they've got enough depth and pitching that they'll be able to hold a score down, and they'll be able to outscore some folks. So Cartersville definitely a very solid number 1.
Well, turning our attention back to your Wildcats, you put together a 17-13 record. You finished 2nd in the region, despite having a mid-season stretch where you actually lost 9 of 12. You've now won 5 straight. Do you believe this team is playing its best baseball of the year?
Yeah, the light switch clicked on. We had a very rough series there with Calhoun. We had extra inning games the whole week with them and won 1 of 3. I had 2 heartbreaking losses against them where we had a chance to win both ball games, and our kids were really down, and we just kept plugging away and telling them we had a chance to continue and to do well and have good things happen for us. And then with the Cass series being the last game of a regular season, it was a rival game that our kids came in excited and they were refocused, and we swept that week, and we were fortunate enough that Dalton took care of business with Calhoun, so we were able to finish in the 2-seed. And then the momentum carried over. We in playoff ball, we competed well with Cambridge. We did not get as many hits as we might have gotten during the regular season against some teams, but we had timely hits, and we were able to move runners over and score runs in critical situations. So, offensively, we're doing well. Pitching-wise, our pitchers are being able to keep us in games and go deep in the games. And so, they're believing in what we're doing. And so because of that, we're excited. Our kids are, this is uncharted territory. That the school's been to the Elite Eight once in the history of the school. And so with it, with us, we finished 2nd second straight year. And you know, that's the first time it's been done in the history of the school. They've had back-to-back years where it's been second, got to host playoff games. So with that, we're doing things here that we're building a foundation. And you know, these kids here last year, we knocked out the first round, and then now we're in the second round and competing with, you know, the likes of a Loganville, who is a perennial state champion. And that kids feel good. They're not intimidated. They want to go play baseball, and they're excited about chances to keep building on what they're doing. So we're looking forward to it.
We're visiting with Coach Todd Eubanks of the Woodland Wildcats. Coach, for the most part, your lineup has settled in for the playoff run, but give us a little bit of insight as to how you and your staff set up the pitching for each series. Do you have predetermined starters for each game ahead of the series, or is it a feel for the situation kind of thing?
We have. We've tried different things throughout the year, but Zach Lambert has been our number one the whole year. He's done a great job. He's been a bulldog for us, and really, it started last year at the same time. He came in the playoff series for us last year against Flowery Branch and really stepped up for us, and he carried over this year. Zach's got 7 wins on the year, and he's got 1 loss. The kid has played. He's pitched his heart out. He's going to have a chance to go on next year and go pitch at East Georgia. And Zach is our ace. He's our number one, and we're going to put him out there. And we used him in different situations this year to stop an inning. When teams maybe would be coming back, we had to throw him out to relief. But he's a competitor. Austin Daves is our number two. We put him out there. And Austin is he had a phenomenal sophomore year. And now as a junior, you know, he's putting the pieces together, and he's pitched well as of late, and he's able to do some things. The future is bright for him. And we have Aiden Ray, who could be a one on some people's staff, but he's so good for us defensively at third base that, you know, we try to limit when he's on the mound so that we have our defense is more solid with him playing third base. So we save him for a game 3 situation or for closing. He got the 2 saves in game 1 and 2 of the series before. So if we're in a 3-game series, those 3 are going to go 1, 2, 3. And then our relief pitchers, if we need short relief, we've got J.D. Trail, who has thrown well for us. And then we also have Lucas Baker, who has thrown short relief for us also.
Well, let's take a look at what's coming up for the Wildcats on Monday in the Sweet 16 round. You draw the Loganville Red Devils, who are the Region 8-5A champions at 19-12. This hasn't been their gaudy record of norm, but we're accustomed to seeing Loganville in recent years go very deep in the state playoffs and win state championships. They've played a really strong schedule, appear to have a lot of strength in their pitching staff. Tell us what you can about the Loganville Red Devils.
Well, you know, Loganville is Loganville. When you talk about high school baseball in the state of Georgia, you know, Coach Jeff Seegers has done a wonderful job up there, and now Seegers has stepped down and become the AD, and Brian Mills has taken over, and yeah, it's still Loganville. You know, it's one of the schools that if you're going to win a state championship and they're in your classification, you're going to have to either beat them or beat somebody who's beating them, because they're typically a team that's playing for the finals. So, you know, it's a very solid program. They do a great job up there. The community backs them. They support them. We know that when you book them Monday, you know, we're going to place a good team with solid pitching. They're pitching with Jeff's son, Tucker Seegers, is probably the ace of the staff. He's doing well for him offensively. You know, they're scoring runs, and they're not doing it with the long ball, which is what traditionally what Loganville's going to do is going to hit the ball at the ballpark. But this year, they're hitting and running and running bases and laying down punts. And so it's a very aggressive style of play for Loganville. And, you know, with it, they're going to make you make mistakes. And then you go up there and you play in an atmosphere with their student body that's going to be in the stands and making noise and pulling upon them. So, you know, our players, we've never been in this position. So when they go up there, you know, we've got to be able to focus on the game and look past, you know, all the other things. They're going to have the banners everywhere talking about how good they are. And that's where we're fortunate, the fact that we do play Cartersville. You know, we've been in a place where we've seen a team get that type of reputation where they had great fan support. They expect to win and they see it. So hopefully our battles with Cartersville will pay off and give us a little bit of experience to get us ready for a little bit.
Well, Monday is a doubleheader at Loganville. What's the starting time for the doubleheader, and what are the travel plans for you and the Wildcats?
Game one is at 4:00 with the if game, and then the if game, if it goes that far on Wednesday, will be at 6:00. Tuesday. But we're going to come in school on Monday, and at lunchtime we're going to pull them out, beat them, and head on over. We'll start about halfway and get a little workout in, and then we're going to ride on in there and arrive at Loganville High School about an hour before game time and get stretched out and get ready to play.
Sounds great. Any final message you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
No, it's just, we keep telling everybody here, we've got a good product over here. Our kids are believing, and, it's a situation where, we hope our community is very proud of these kids, and that, we're doing what we can to try and put Woodland Baseball on the map, and hopefully they'll be very proud of our players.
Well, good luck, and thanks for sharing some of your time with us today.
Thank you, and thanks for all you do for, all high school sports shows.
That's Woodland coach Todd Eubanks. Well, that will do it for this time on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Best of luck to the Hurricanes and Wildcats as they continue their playoff runs in the state baseball tournament. Best of luck also to the other local student athletes out there still competing. The Cass boys soccer team has advanced to the Elite Eight on Tuesday to play at the Tucker Tigers. The Cartersville High girls and boys golf teams have advanced to the state sectionals on May 6 and 7, and we have multiple individuals who have advanced in track and field events to the state sectionals May 4th from Adairsville, Cartersville, Cass, and Woodland. Until next time, keep your eye on the ball. I'm Charles Wilson. We'll catch you next time on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.